Welcome back to the student section. I'm your host, Baker Lehman, here with Cole Thompson, Chris Richmond, and Cameron Tu producing for us. And we have been talking about some Alabama sports. We're going to keep going with Alabama sports, and unfortunately, a little bit of the negative tone is going to continue with Alabama basketball dropping another game on the road. This past Saturday, they fell to South Carolina 67-66, and even though there was, once again, another buzzer-beating three by Trevor Elliford, they were unfortunately down four and couldn't tie the game up with that three. So Alabama fell to the Gamecocks, who have the same record at 10-15 overall and 3-9 in the SEC, as opposed to Alabama's 4-8, 66-67 in the Gamecocks' favor. But guys, Trevor Elliford, another 27 points, 9-10 from the free throw line, 4-7 from three. The guy continues to produce.
Yeah, that's great. And Trevor Elliford, we're happy for you. You're doing great, bud. You know?
That's really all I can really say at this point is congrats, Trevor Elliford, on making such a great season. You know, you're putting up so many points and you're having a great time out there, but
I really hope he gets a chance to do his thing in the NBA.
I do too. He's after this season, him putting himself as a leader, standing out, you know, and really being like the only main guy who, you know, is really any positive talk, you know, you can make. I really hope he gets that chance.
Well, that being said, let's go into I prepared a little fact or fiction. The consensus agreed that the fact or fiction was the best way to talk about Alabama basketball instead of beating the dead horse about what's wrong with the team. So we're going to go into the first one. You guys actually just talked about it. Does this season get Trevor Elliford to the NBA next year?
I think so. I don't know where he'll be drafted or if he'll be drafted, but I think that he will definitely have a future of some sort in the NBA. He's too talented not to. I think people worry too much about height. You know, we've seen guys that are his height tear
Chris
it up
Paul.
In the NBA before. Yeah. Allen Iverson. These guys are the exception to the rule, but you know, Trevor Elliford is an extremely talented player and a hard worker, and I think that he's definitely got a chance to have a shot in the NBA.
I'm going to go with fiction that he will get drafted by an NBA team, but I will go fact that he will see his chance to play in the NBA.
That's reasonable.
You really can't say that, you know, a player like him, and Chris, you mentioned it, you know, he's 6 foot, 190 pounds, you know, that's on this paper, he could be shorter.
He
could be even shorter than that, 5'10", really, 5'11". But you've seen players like him, you know, actually tear it up before, and you've seen players, you know, make big plays in the NBA and do well for their team. So I really think that there will be a team that will take a chance at him. I could definitely see maybe a Washington Wizards maybe taking a chance, or a you know, maybe even the New Orleans Pelicans taking a chance if Jrue Holiday leaves the team. But I don't think he'll get drafted, but I think that he does have a chance to make it.
If he doesn't go to the NBA, I certainly could see him playing in the D League or over in Europe. Could you see him playing D-League or European ball?
Absolutely. I think that's
Tony Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. Tony joined his former teammate, Tony Mitchell, in the D-League. But you've seen a lot of guys who've either went over to more so than playing in the D-League, who've gone over to Europe and been pretty successful coming back over. You look at a Jamario Moon, who's not really in the NBA anymore, but he had a moderately successful career for the most part, or even a Luis Scola, who played in Argentina before coming up to the NBA. And even recently this year, Nick Calathes, the former Florida point guard, was playing in Greece these last few years and is making his debut in the NBA. He's having a pretty nice season for the Memphis Grizzlies, but I think Elliford can find a way into the second round. I think he'll test well in the combine, but
that is a bold statement.
There are two rounds, so it's not that bold.
Well, no.
But if someone like him, the only difference between these two players was their overall team success in college. But if a guy like Isaiah Thomas can be the starting point guard for the Sacramento Kings, and he's, you know, 5'9" with basketball shoes on, I think Trevor Elliford can find a way to sneak into a team just because he's standing out. He could still legitimately be the all SEC point guard, and he's on a not so good team.
No,
He's killing it.
He doesn't exactly get a lot of help.
No, exactly. So, to me, I think that can bode well to, you know, despite the fact that his team didn't win, he kind of gave his team every chance to win. And whatever reason you think that that Alabama couldn't push that themselves over the hump to get more of these wins is up to, you know, whatever your opinion of the team is. But I think Trevor Elliford can find a way to be in the NBA. Maybe he'll go to Europe with the NBA contract. Maybe he can go to the NBA and find or go to Europe for a little while and come back over the NBA, especially if a team like the Spurs get their hands on him or something like that. But I think that there's at some point or another a spot. But once again, now, fact or fiction, this team can beat the teams that they lost to previously the second time around. They're about to go on a big stretch of playing teams for the second time this year. Do you think that they can beat these teams the second time around?
All of them?
All of them, except for let's go with all of them.
No. Okay. Do I think they're going to win what, 5 of their next 6 games? No. But I'm going to go fiction.
Cole?
Oh, I'm going to go fiction. You really look at their schedule: Texas A&M, Missouri, at Ole Miss, then against Auburn, then at Kentucky and Arkansas, with the final game at home on March 8th. I can see them maybe winning three of those games, maybe against Texas A&M. Yeah.
Well, only the teams that they repeat. So throw out Texas A&M, so it's Missouri, Ole Miss, and Arkansas. You don't think they can win those 3 games?
I definitely could see them beating Auburn and Arkansas, not Missouri and not Ole Miss.
Okay.
I think at Ole Miss, it's not going to happen. They did pull off that great win against Ole Miss on February last week.
You know what? Bold prediction time. The Alabama basketball team will indeed be victorious over the Missouri Tigers at home because Cameron 2 and I will be calling that game. And so far, they are 2-0 with our presence.
I was just about to say that, Chris. I think Alabama can definitely get it done at home versus the remaining teams because we play awesome at home. We're electric. We're all together.
Awesome might be a strong word.
Yeah, it hasn't been as good.
I think we play awesome.
They play much better at home.
But if you look at what we do on the road, it's not good. So I definitely don't see Alabama going into Rupp and getting a win. I don't think they'll get a win at Ole Miss either. But I definitely think we have a strong possibility to win the remaining games at home.
Well, then, with those games in mind, there are 6 games left on the schedule for the Crimson Tide. Can this team finish above 500 in SEC play?
The team to finish over 500 in SEC play. What are they right now? 4-8?
4-8.
Fiction. No. They'd have to win. To finish over 500, they have to win all of them.
Yeah.
Finish at 500, I guess they just got to win all but one. But I don't see it happening. You know, even if they do pull the upset against Missouri, I think it's going to be really hard to win at Ole Miss, really hard to win at Kentucky. That's asking a lot to win that many games down the stretch here after the way they've been playing.
Fiction, only because of the way they've been playing throughout this whole season, and you know it's been an up and downhill season.
Mostly
downhills. We've been slowly going down that roller coaster of that first jump, just straight down, plummeting to the middle of the earth. You know, I definitely can see them winning maybe 3 of the 6 games, but it's just too hard to win against at Kentucky. I feel like it's going to be too hard for them to go into Ole Miss and win. And you know, I could definitely see them maybe losing to Auburn again, or even Texas A&M.
Wow, you think Auburn at home?
Yeah.
No.
There's a possibility.
I mean, sure, anything's possible, but I think even though they did lose to Auburn and lose badly, I think that at home, especially knowing that they have something to prove and that they've already dropped one rivalry game this year, I feel pretty good about Alabama's chances to pull that one out.
Well, you know, just what I mean by that is anything's possible to happen. I just still just say it's fiction for them to finish over 500.
Oh, sure.
Especially at this point in the season.
Yeah. Well, on to the next one. Because of this disappointing season for Alabama, Alabama loses more young players to transfer.
I'm going to say fiction because I feel like that this is finally the year, and this will completely depend on what happens with Anthony Grant, and we don't know what's going to, but I think that people are going to stay. You know, Trevor Elford's graduating, but if everyone else comes back, then this Alabama team will have 8 guys basically returning, plus 2 transfers that have been sitting out this year and the freshmen. So they could do really great things next year, regardless of how this season's gone.
I'm going to go with fiction, too. This season has just been a slow season for them. And I really do think that, you know, especially with losing Relaford and only like one other player, I think.
I mean, who would, right? Who would transfer?
I can't see anyone really doing it because of, you know, now they have, you know, reason to stay and, you know, fight for the positions. And I really feel like the freshmen can make, you know, big names for themselves step up and maybe...
I mean, Hale's played well.
Yeah, maybe even make, you know, starting positions next year. So I really don't see anyone transferring. And I still think that, you know, the class that we bring in within the next year will be very good.
Baker, do you see... Is there someone that you have in mind that you think might? Because I think guys like Hale and Taylor are probably looking to get a lot of PT next year.
Yeah, I was going to say fiction as well. But the only person I could potentially maybe seeing would be Hale, just because he's young. Not because I don't think that he wants to stay and he wants to keep playing, but just because he's shown that he's a lot more talented than he was ranked. And if someone, if he got a transfer, not necessarily a transfer offer, but was looking to, should Anthony Grant potentially be fired, or just some other form of just something that kind of deters him away from the Alabama program, the reason that he committed here, that he would leave just because he's had a very good freshman season.
No, I agree with you on that. If Anthony Grant, for whatever reason, is not here next year, then all bets are off, and you never know who might leave because that, you know, especially in basketball, your coach is a big part of the reason you commit. Mm-hmm. They tell you to pick the program, not the coach, but it's so hard to do in basketball. There's so much time.
Look at Calipari.
Exactly. I think it's a little different than something like football. I think that it is very coach-dependent.
Yeah. That's the only thing I would say. But now on to our last factor fiction. Is Nick Jacobs the leader of next year's Alabama basketball team?
Nick Jacobs as the leader of next year's team. Fiction. And I'm not even sure who will step up, and it's not that I don't like Nick Jacobs. I think he's a good player, and of course he'll be a senior, along with Levi Randolph and Rodney Cooper. I think maybe a guy who's more of a defensive presence, maybe someone like Algie Key, even hasn't been here very long, could step up and lead the team. It's going to be the most important question, I think, for Alabama basketball next year with Trevor Relaford leaving.
Nick Jacobs being the leader, it's fiction, but it's hard to say who's going to really be the leader. You know, Charlie Relaford has definitely stepped up and made him unanimously the leader of this basketball
team. Oh, unquestioned.
I think the three guys who you could definitely see making leaders are two actual freshmen, Shannon Hale and Jimmy Taylor.
Really?
I think really could step up within the next year and become leaders. But then Algie Key is another one. He's played very well on defense this year. And I still think that within next year's season, he really could step up and be the dominant leader for, you know, for Alabama basketball.
I would have to say fiction as well. I think the leaders that are going to come out next year would definitely have to be either Levi or Rodney Cooper. I think Rodney Cooper should be a leader next year. I think he'll present himself very well on the team. And also, Algie Key played great defensively. And we'll see what Shannon Hale and Jimmy Taylor do next year as well, too. They can certainly be leaders as well.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be Carl Engstrom.
Oh, God.
He'll be on the floor every minute, leading the team to victory, letting out his Swedish cry of victory. It will be wonderful and glorious.
Chris, anytime you want to wake up, we're here for you. But you want, I'm going to, just to be a little devil's advocate, I'm going to go with fact.
Oh,
just because he's probably overall has gotten, the Alabama basketball has kind of leaned on, besides Trevor Relaford, has leaned on good, consistent post players at all times. And while Nick Jacobs has not been consistent throughout his career, and I don't think there's any doubt about that, I think
neither was Green, really.
No, not at least until late in his career, his junior and senior year. And I think that because of that reason, and just because of the fact that I think, and this is hard for me to say, knowing how much just crap I give Nick Jacobs on a show-to-show basis, I think he has one of the more complete skill sets when he really gives maximum effort and really can put it all together. I think he has one of the best, more
He's learned to use both hands.
Yes, yeah.
And that's really
one of the better and more polished is what the word. He has one of the more polished skill sets of any of these players, and I think it's going to be taken upon him just with the fact that Alabama is not a good 3-point team out of Trevor Relaford. None of the true centers on the team really have any semblance of an offensive game, and unless Rodney Cooper and Levi Randolph really, really, really step up and become more aggressive on offense or more consistent offense, a lot of next year's offense is going to fall on Nick Jacobs, and I hope that whether it's a new coach, whether it's Anthony Grant, whether it's just him being a senior, whether it's just them as a team stepping up in general or the new talent around them, I hope that he can put it on himself to shoulder the load and really be a presence for Alabama down low next season.
And, you know, I think that when you talk about next year's offense and where it's going to come from, I think that not only is it going to come from those guys that are already here, especially people like Shannon Hale that have played well, or Retna Bahasahan, it's going to come from the transfers who have been sitting out this year, and from the incoming freshmen, regardless of who they are, because the Alabama needs an influx of offensive talent. And, you know, especially Ricky Tarrant has a lot of potential to put up some points next year. And maybe he's the guy that can step up and be that guy in Trevor Relaford's absence, despite the fact that he'll only be in his second year at Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just it's something that I think is going to have to come from one of these senior players, because all of them have played since freshmen. And at this point, you know, it's kind of put up or shut up, because there's been steps back, there's been lack of development, and you can put that on the coach or you can put that on the player. That's really a two-way street. But at some point or another, it's time to put up or show up and show that you're the leader of a team. But we're going to take another short break. We're going to get to some baseball talk since it's finally some spring weather on the other side of this. But keep it here with the student section on 90.7 The Capstone. We'll be right back.